are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Statues of Liberty. That was the song Faith. We like them a lot.
Yes, we like them a lot. I know that's kind of a distorted CD a little bit, but they're such a good band. You have to fight through the distortion.
On the bright side, nobody on the replay is going to hear it. So I edit out the music.
Oh, then you hear nothing. Exactly. You know nothing.
It's a crisp CD. The production is tremendous.
Unbelievable. Actually, you have to look them up and hear it for yourself because they're good.
They are good. They are very good. All right. Well, you want to call number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Before we went to break, we were talking about Pip's period, sort of.
Joe was like, I'm so high, I'll be honest, late.
We were talking about Bill Cosby's rapey tendencies.
Oh, yeah.
And needing a power cock to get to Kim's ass.
Yes. And of course, Joe.
What happens when I'm late?
Well, I mean, there was things. I actually said there was a portion of the show that I wished you were here for.
Yeah.
Because you could have learned some things. But you could listen to the replay and, you know, PowerPoint presentation.
At my own time, but listen to the replay at your own time.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back for it. Everybody else was here on time. It's not their fault.
A year from now, you'll have to sit and listen to it for a while.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
I don't think he needs clips from that.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. Who knows? So, anywho's, let's. We haven't done this in a while. Should we do a little bitches be crazy?
Yeah.
Let's find where I put that. We'll get the audio.
Where that bitch at?
Here we go. I like this one. This is one of Joe's better efforts. Not that he has bad efforts, but you know what I mean.
No, do elaborate.
So ghetto.
And that's the song they were playing.
By a white man.
Yeah.
White conservative man.
Yeah, that's the song they're playing while somebody's trying to get a Kim Kardashian.
Right, or when you're trying to get chicken. That's what
Yeah!
So I should set this up. Our crazy bitch found this audio clip. I should set this up. The audio is not tremendous in the beginning. It's not tremendous all the way through, so you're going to have to listen close.
Kind of carefully. Wait, I want to set it up, though.
Okay, you set it up.
All right. The thing is that this... What you're going to hear is the aftermath of a fender bender. And there's a woman talking to the responding police officer, and the guy who was the other party in the accident is filming with his phone as they stand between the two cars.
Thank you for setting that up for
sure.
Us.
Sure. It's just so
it's no videos, so it's good that she sets it up.
I know, but I was about to, and apparently, well, you can't do this.
Well, she could participate, it's her bit. Let her do it.
Ew, I want to say it, ew! I got my hand raised.
Yeah, no, I saw. I lied. That's not why I was silent. I was just watching the whole spectacle. So here we go. Bitches be crazy. Traffic stop edition.
There's a black car sitting at that stop sign. Right? That car stop. I went 69 out. He crossed over.
So you were pulling out of Goodwill?
I was pulling out of your vantage ground there.
Urbana Road.
Okay, there's a black SUV at that spot.
Okay, wait,
sorry
about him.
Well, I'm just going to tell you. Now, wait a minute. I'm just telling you. There's a black SUV there. Alright, after the black SUV went to the stop sign, there's nothing from the IP. He came out of nowhere, crossed over from where he came out of Costa into the lane to go up this way, and obviously that lane, and he, when he crossed over, my back end is, my front end of my car came this back end when he crossed over.
So you were leaving the stop sign?
I already left the stop sign.
Okay, so did you have right here, the right of way, that you smashed me
down? No, you're wrong. I was out of your vantage on where the battle lane is.
I'm telling you
where the battle lane is.
Okay.
It's where I was at, and I was going straight, and he crossed over to get in the lane to walk this way. I was in the right lane going down the hill. And he crossed and I bought it. I am sorry. I take Cymbalta. I'm ready to explode. And I do not take red pills today. So I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to explode.
Because
right now, I can make a fist with no problem. I've broke many people's arms. Because it's his fault. He's the one that crossed over and put it in.
Don't break arms right now. I gotta get this right now, okay?
That's fair. He crossed over. That bumper hit right here. Up, on that leg. Put the camera away.
This is going to look awesome on YouTube.
I'll tell you right now, mister. That freaking shows up on YouTube, I will find you. And yes, it's a threat. Tell him to shut the camera off. I'm sorry, officer. Tell him to shut the camera off now.
My
life. I'm this shows up on YouTube. I'll talk to you by coming over and
you're going to shut me up. I suggest you get your vehicle shut out.
Don't touch me.
Get up.
Don't touch me.
Go shoot your vehicle.
I do not like my shit to take it.
Man, listen to me. Shoot your vehicle.
Tell him to shut it off now.
Go shoot your vehicle. He can't take you, okay? Go shoot your vehicle.
I do not want this on YouTube. I don't want to. Tell him to shut it off now.
Wait, shut the camera.
Shut it off now.
Okay, it's off.
Shut it off now.
It's off. Shut it off.
Put the goddamn thing in your car now.
Listen.
No.
Get your vehicle. I'm going to arrest you for creating a disturbance, okay? You understand me? Sit down. Let me write some stuff.
He's taking me again! He's taking me again! I do not like that stuff! I do not like that stuff! No, I don't like that stuff! I hate that stuff! I don't care!
He's making his vehicle on the right
side.
Things here.
Yeah.
there's a few
Let's
things we need to review
yeah,
here.
I mean, well, all right. So here's the thing. First, she's in a traffic bender, like you said. Yep. She's talking to the cop. The other guy's there. All right. First of all, when you're talking to the cops and you think you're in the right of way with the traffic bender, what if from someone who's been there before and you think you are right? It's not always in the legally sense of the way you are right.
Right.
And the cop is, like, telling her that, and she doesn't want to hear that. But I understand her passion.
Yes, I understand why she's passionate. She feels that she has been wronged by somebody else driving irresponsibly, and she's like, no, you don't understand. Let me try it again.
Well, yeah, she thinks
she was talking to the cop.
Well, and the other thing is, she's got a point, man. You know what? You don't want somebody videoing. Where did you find this? What was that site?
It was on YouTube.
It did wind
but
up it, on YouTube.
It was a little presumptuous she would be on YouTube.
Well, why else would he go? He said, this is going to look great on YouTube.
Yeah.
The guy recorded
it. I would just be, you know, like, if you're in a situation like that, you would just play it cool. However,
it's hard to play it cool when you think, you know, you've been wronged by this guy hitting you, and the cop is taking her side.
He's taking his side.
Yeah.
Well, I think the cop is exacerbating the situation by letting the guys keep filming.
Yeah.
Why didn't the cop tell him, hey, look, enough with the filming, all right? Yeah. Or you're going to jail too, all right? Enough.
I don't know what the charge would be, but yeah.
At
but
one point still, starts...
just I'm sorry, sweetie. Yeah. Just to calm the situation down, you see that you have a person that's getting upset. The guy is filming. As a police officer, you would tell, look, will you just cut it out with the filming for right now?
Yeah.
Just get over by the car, and you try to... You're trying to calm the situation down.
You, sir, get your standby your car. You, ma'am, were going to your car. You shut off the camera.
Because
and
you're,
and that's
because
how you
you're trying to mellow the situation
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
I think the cop did a lousy job of that.
I agree. What you're seeing visually, and we can post this on our Davinston Facebook page later so that
you
they can
post it on the Facebook page later. You can post it in the chat room now.
Oh, that's true. I can.
You can listen to it on the break when we're playing other music.
Yeah, they'll be able to see what's going on.
Yeah, post it on our Facebook page too if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Let's give this woman more exposure.
I know, this poor woman. She's going to be like, are you kidding me?
And you know what, really, I feel bad for her because she probably doesn't know where to find this.
She doesn't believe in the internet.
That was hilarious.
What was that?
I don't believe in what? The internet.
It's like a unicorn.
It's like, oh,
except for certain ones.
My God. Anyway. Really?
Right.
That was kind of stupid.
That was, yeah.
But I mean, she's out there, and there's no. She obviously has no idea this is out there. This who posted this?
I imagine that it was posted by the
guy. Did you see? Were there any comments on there? Anybody calling him an asshole or anything? Because I would.
I actually didn't read all the comments.
Go look it up now.
Hang on one second.
See if you can find some comments.
I'm going to have a conversation with you guys and surf.
Joe and I can handle a radio show. You do make me the computer.
I'm gonna do things.
But if you know you're being filmed, if you know what though, maybe the lady doesn't realize the culture now. But if you know,
but I think she did realize it. I think she was completely aware.
But let's say you're in a situation and the guy's filming you. It's like, dude, put away the camera.
She was right.
But what I'm saying, is, if it was happening, dude, put away the camera.
Yeah,
really, really.
You try to be cool.
And then if I'm like, if the guy's not, then I'm like, all right, the guy wants to film. Don't act like a dick because I don't want to be the internet sensation.
You go to the cop, go, listen, I'm not talking here. I'm not saying anything more. I'm not having a conversation with you as long as that camera's filming.
Yeah.
But it's hard to think of that when you're in this situation. The cop is in the wrong.
No, you know what, though? Even when you're in that situation, you know, and I have a hair trigger temper. Everybody knows that, but everybody...
No, you're a sweetheart.
But if I'm in a situation like that, I know to calm the F down and be cool. So if that was happening,
but she's not wired that way.
I know, but I was like, officer, could you stop? Could you tell him? All right, fine. Okay. Fine.
I think the only crazy thing she did was, I don't believe in the internet. because at that point, she's all agitated.
She got very, what she did was
other crazy things, too.
Yeah, I mean, but she started to get very, preoccupied.
She was
that
emotional,
she was,
she was just an offender bender. She felt like she was wronged. And the cop is like, oh, no, here's where you were wrong. She's like, I don't want to fucking hear this guy. I've been in that situation. I don't lose my shit.
Right.
There's nobody, you know, recording. But I've been in that situation.
In a situation, you can't lose your shit. You can't. You know...
Well, you can't win, you mean.
Well, when you, even regardless of what's in, it's your first, and like, I was always told by my mom, you know, if you're ever says, just be cool, shut your mouth, and just be cool. And,
it's, but she obviously is not wired that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a bitch being crazy. I mean, clearly, it's not, I don't know if it's insane behavior, is what I'm saying.
Well, we rate
it. I can see the rational.
At the end, we're going to rate it.
We do that. Is that part of the bit?
Yeah. Oh,
I forgot. That's what you were looking for before.
Yes.
She wouldn't have gotten that crazy if the cop didn't let it escalate to that.
Yeah, I feel he's the real reason.
He had a big hand. Now, if that wound up in court or something like that, you know, I don't know if that would be admissible in court, the video of that, but...
Well, I wonder about her saying what happened. I wonder if that would be.
Well,
because she's volunteering it.
Well, the whole episode could probably be admissible. I think the thing is that you're not allowed to record people without their knowing.
She knew.
But not without their permission.
She knew.
So she really
knew. And remember,
knew.
The cops also have these cameras now on their squad cars where, you know, they use that stuff.
Yeah, and in some, they're starting to have like tie.
And the thing
cams.
About it is, if it got that way, now let's say you're like the police chief or the lieutenant, you know, of the cops, you know,
you're a police chief, and the cops there,
yes, those guys.
All right, Joe.
As I was saying that,
and I talk for a living.
And I know that, and as I was saying that, I'm going, boy, you could do a lousier description if you tried.
It was funny.
Know, the guy with the bigger badge than the other guys have.
Yeah, he's got the gun, he's probably been, what's that thing that, is it the force? No, that's Star
if
Wars.
You're the sergeant or the lieutenant in charge of that police group.
Right.
You know, What's the correct word?
Department.
You know,
that'd be a good word for it.
The precinct of that precinct. All right, that precinct. All right, and you would sort of
Barney Miller.
You would. Then you find the word. What's the correct word?
I don't know. I'm enjoying the hell out of watching you.
Shut up.
All right, fine, Joe. We'll let you take over and mangle the English language. Fucking scammers and guys are going to
try.
Really? Really?
You're going to try to save me. You said, I don't know the word either. Shut up.
Scammers are going, these motherfuckers think we don't have command of the English language. We just learned it on Google Translate. And this asshole speaks for a living. And he's giving us shit? Really?
And you can't find the right word to say. Save my ass.
I could.
On your show, you're the... No, because you just said you didn't know the word yourself.
No, I never said that.
You did?
I think it was implied.
I asked you what the word was.
Why would I possibly throw you a line when you were drowning so badly and funnily, which is not even a word, and I know.
Because I've been talking since 8 o'clock this morning. I threw an ass out right in traffic. I'm tired. Help me.
From 9:30 to 9:33 is peak Joe Curry talk time. During those 3 minutes, he's actually making sense, is what you want us to believe?
Well, two things.
Yes.
First of all, you're saying help me to Davin. Are you new here?
Exactly. Thank you. Another excellent point.
You are so lucky I'm not sipping something right now, or I would look like a llama spitting out.
You would look like a lava?
Are you new here?
You would look like a lava?
A llama. A llama spits.
No, camel spit.
No, a llama spits.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Dude, I watched a llama spit all over my friend. We were doing a fence job.
What was it, watching your tape?
So, but it was, but yeah, no, these, but any, all right, let's get, all right, enough of this for
Joe. Second point.
Joe prefers a swallowing farm animal. Let the record state.
Don't we all? But the second point was, Tom says, I'm bewildered by Joe's vast knowledge of police ranks.
I know, he's just assigning ranks. So I figure if I say sergeant, lieutenant, they're in charge of somebody.
The really cute part was that he was just...
How about a captain, asshole? Why not go with captain or commissioner?
Chief.
Chief, that's a good one, too. Haven't you ever seen these shows? CSI, TJ Hooker, something,
Adam 12.
Sergeant, what did I say? 12? Sergeant G-Legend. Just taking ranks and putting
just because you were a fake general in one bit.
All of a sudden he's like, lieutenant, I don't know what I'm saying.
You are an asshole.
Colonel Sergeant.
They're called commandants, right? I watched the Police Academy movies. It was Commandant Lassard.
You get something on your beard. Fix yourself, stupid. All right.
I'm spitting like a llama.
Alpaca, according to the chat.
Yeah, we're going to shave Joe for his wool right off his back.
Oh, my God.
I'm just putting medals in. You are the commander.
The English language call, they just called you Bill Cosby for raping it so badly.
The chat is trying to help you. They're like, Sergeant Friday.
Thank God somebody is.
Barney Fife.
All the shows and references that you know. You want to try now? You want to recalibrate, Stiff?
Go, Jack.
Starsky and Hutch. Come on.
Throwing. Okay.
Let's go, detective.
Either the police captain or a sergeant should take him aside if they saw the dash cam and go to him, you did not handle this correctly.
It should be like a training film. Yeah. This is not what to do when you have an emotionally volatile person who just told you, I'm off my meds.
Now, hold on. Now, in their defense.
Yes.
In that officer's defense.
Yes.
I kind of feel like we didn't handle our emotionally disturbed person well in this situation.
We didn't help either.
I think we kind of exasperated the situation. And now I can understand the cop. It's kind of fun.
This is sort of like...
Joe was the crazy woman in this scenario.
This show is like the dashboard cam.
So much for your... And you were the sergeant lieutenant.
Yeah, I was. And so much for your mother's teaching you up to remain calm.
The captain corporal and the sergeant lieutenant.
Yes.
And you completely failed what Mrs. Curry told you to remain calm. You got completely emotional and went along like a blithering asshole. Just like the woman in this bit.
Thompson.
This was a dramatization by the staff of Davin's Den on what not to do when an accident.
If Joe was a real asshole, he'd be in jail right now.
Now, I overreacted and called Davin stupid, but if I was going to be under control, I would have said, I agree with you, leader of our show. I was in the wrong. Get the conversation going.
And this has been a true emergency. Tom says, welcome back to the Barrel Joe. It was getting lonely here.
It's a shame because Joe wasn't here for most of the first portion of the show. But immediately, once we start the second portion, she goes, let me dive right in. Hello, Barrel.
Hello, Barrel.
That's what you want. That's what you hired me for. I'm doing my job.
Hired implies pay.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And being fired for job performance.
Two things which are not in our vernacular.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's funny.
For the second.
All right. So, Joe, was there a point you were trying to make before you Bill Cosby'd the language?
He went back to when he made it. He's like, okay. this should be a training film. If
he's right. That's essentially what I was trying to say. If that was going to be admissible in court, it would also look bad on the cop if it was admissible in court, because a good lawyer would bring up the fact, well, Your Honor, my client got a little bent out of shape, but if you notice by the tape, look on how the cop was not handling the situation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that really has to do with, you know, who's guilty of the fender bender.
Right, so it not even might be admissible.
It's not even pertinent.
Well, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're not, but the point of this is that we're not specifically arguing the law. We're trying to see, where did this go off the rails? To me, it was already off the rails when the woman started saying, I know how to break things. I've broken many people's arms. I haven't taken my Cymbalta, and I'm ready to pop. Right then and there.
Or she's in complete control and is warning people out of a public service announcement.
I don't think so. Holy smokes.
You don't want to tell the cop that you're usually on medications and you're not. You don't have yours right now. That's how you wind up getting tasered. Which just further goes to that of how badly this cop handled it, because he knows this is an unstable woman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Cymbalta is, but if she's mentioning it, it's probably to do with the psyche.
It is. It treats major depressive disorder and general anxiety disorder. So here's
look
somebody
at you with research.
Look at this.
Who's
I did
this
some work. I know what happened here. But the thing is that now, first of all, those kind of, little footnote, those kind of psychiatric drugs don't just drop off and you don't have control of yourself after a couple hours of not taking your meds. She said, I didn't take it today. They have a half-life. She wouldn't have dropped off that much that all of a sudden it's like the switch flipped and she can't control herself. She's going to start breaking heads. She's saying that because...
She did go bullshit, though.
She did. Yeah. She did. But it wasn't because she was out of control because her meds weren't controlling her. It's because she was making a choice.
Well... I think she felt cornered. If you think about the situation, she's probably scared.
Yes.
She's probably upset. Mm-hmm. She's looking at this cop. She thinks she's in the right. She's looking at this cop to help her.
Right.
He's not helping her. He's taking the other one's side, and he's allowing this guy to film her.
Which is obviously stressful.
Listen, even if you're not, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, that's a very stressful situation.
Well, when you see an authority figure, usually an authority figure will try to, you know, calm a situation. Now, when you feel like the authority figure's there and he's doing nothing,
he's not in control,
then you start to go into a self-defense mode.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
It's fight or flight.
He's not controlling the situation. That person is standing there filming me against my will, and he's giggling about it, what you can hear a little bit.
He's totally loving it.
So you know how, like, when you're pissed off and somebody smiles at you, how that just, like, all of a sudden you see red, and now it is inflamed. Whatever you're pissed off about, you're giggling at me, motherfucker? Come at me.
I think
you
she,
know,
feel,
you
and
really
she also feels like she's being made fun of. She's the butt of a joke.
Now,
everybody's in on it but her.
Now, I would like to see this in court where the judge would go, all right, you look like you were getting out of hand. And then it was like, she goes, well, the cop wasn't, you know, trying to help the situation. It was continue filming. The officer would be there, and as an officer, did you let this escalate? Well, yes, I did, Your Honor. Why didn't you stop this? Well, I didn't feel, you didn't feel, even though she was getting upset. That's something where the judge would go with it, or the or a lawyer would go with it.
Yeah.
Where you would have the cop.
Again,
well,
I think it's only relevant because it's about a traffic accident.
But if she had gone, if it had escalated further and said
if she hit
somebody, because there's a point when you see this video, because I know you're all dying to see it now.
Did you put up the link?
I did put the link in the chat. Okay. And when you see it, there's a point where the officer, like, looks away for a second, and then you hear her say, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. She's walked right up to her, like, her face is huge in the screen. She's walked right up to the guy with the cell phone.
I can relate.
and she's saying, I don't want to be filmed, turn that off. And then she walks back a little, and he goes, don't touch me, don't touch me. Because at this point, I would be afraid that she was going to grab
her. I think she did touch him.
But there, the officer should have stepped in on this.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Damn it, that's his job.
Yeah.
What are the any interesting comments on Facebook? Not Facebook, on the video. Anybody call this guy out on video?
No, actually, a lot of things were going back and forth about how people were saying how she is being disrespectful to the officer, and that some people are saying, you know, it's crazy people like that shouldn't be allowed loose out with the rest of us. And then some other
maybe
people,
we just have a special empathy for crazy here.
Well, other people are saying, you know, I can't help but feel sorry for the woman. She's clearly emotionally disturbed, and yeah, she's acting like a psycho, but
I don't think it's that much of a stretch for the way she behaved.
But it's not.
I mean, I wouldn't behave that way.
If the cop wasn't there and she was like that, all right, maybe she's a little nuts. All right, but if the cop is there, his job is to defuse the situation. Mm-hmm. He's not doing his job.
This is the type of cop black people are afraid of.
It is, actually.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
You know, no.
Look, you were going for a joke. You made a point.
No, I wasn't.
I've seen other things on YouTube because I was looking around, and the comments that were made were people were like white people talking back to white cops, and black people were making comments like, "Oh my God, I can't believe your white privilege. If I talk like that to a cop, I'd be in jail or dead right now." And that's true.
Is that wrong?
Is that wrong?
Yeah, I'm just for the moral. Is that wrong?
What do you mean? No, but it's true. It's like this woman now.
But you know what? If that was a black guy acting that way,
on the floor, tased,
shot.
Yeah,
I mean, because we've seen videos where the black guy gets pulled over at a gas station for not wearing a seatbelt, and he gets shot by the white cop.
Whatever, shot.
Oh, I didn't.
Shot.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was just on like a month ago.
Oh, I thought it was a different one.
In North or South Carolina, black guy gets pulled over, traffic stop. Black guy does nothing wrong, does everything the cop says. He wants his license, goes to reach for the license. White cop just starts shooting the black guy.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I didn't see that one. It's crazy.
Wow! Don't look at me like that. You can look it up.
I'm not. First of all, I didn't say a word, and I wouldn't say a word.
The way I like it.
Oh Jesus!
I wouldn't have said a word till I saw all the facts too, because for all the cases that
this was pretty clear.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I mean, there's enough cases out there that are justified, and enough cases out there that are not justified. Yeah. So I'm not going to pass judgment
on
that.
The point was, if this was a black guy behaving as this woman did, there would have been
a perceived threat.
Yes,
more so than a woman.
It's more than just a perceived threat. Unfortunately, the audio is not clear enough going this way, but when you watch it on YouTube, she actually says, if you put that on YouTube, I'm going to come after you to the guy that's filming. But she also says something to the cop. I'm going to sue you all. I'm going to kill somebody. She's like, but she's
I didn't catch that.
At by the cop, she is making threats.
Look, I'm not saying she's not nuts. She's a little deputy, and she's not using common sense, even though she's in a situation. You really need to have to know to be cool. She's wrong for really getting a little flippy, especially on camera. And the cop is wrong for not defusing the situation.
Yes.
So it's two wrongs don't make a right.
So does our chat think that she's nuts?
Well, so far, Trucker Tom has made a comment about the situation in that
What's he have to do with it? He's got a new reality show coming out. Situation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like on the TV Guide Network or something.
Ew.
Jersey Shore show.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, okay. Awful.
No, the situation is getting his own, because I didn't know how it correlated, sorry.
Yeah, that guy, the situation is getting his own show. Unbelievable. That dickwad is getting extra money, and we can't. Never mind. As the resident professional.
Well, if you had abs like that.
I know. You know what? I'll start working.
All right. That's what we ask.
Tom says, as the resident professional driver in the chat, and as someone who's also dating a cop.
Tom, pulling rank.
Listen up.
And now you were sergeant.
At least he knows rank. Yeah, at least he knows rank.
He's listing his
as the guy with the bigger wheel that turns the bigger wheel that makes the big thing go down the highway.
As a guy, as a guy who routinely cuts people off in traffic.
And he said he's also dating a cop. She's also dating a cop. Lesson number one.
Oh, really?
She's a dating cop?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't tell you guys that. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Little romance.
Yeah, a little handcuff action.
Look at Tom. He just pulled down, unzipped his fly, and just put his dick in the chat and go, "How you like me now, bitches? These are my credentials."
Hold on a second. But he said, never admit to anything, and I mean anything.
Yeah.
But the stupid woman admitted to being off her medication. Had she kept her trap shut, she could have gotten away with that. But now that she admitted to being off her medication, it shows that she was sound enough mind to recognize that she should have been on her medication. So, I mean, she's like already putting it out there like, I should be on my medication. I didn't take it.
Hold on. Look at Trucker Tom being Perry Mason over there.
I know.
But even...
What was Perry Mason music?
Even... Oh, oh, God. I
know.
I could find it, but I'd probably crash the computer.
Yeah, let's not do that. Sharu says she was way out of control, but it sounded like the cop was trying to calm her down before he even talked to the guy. Like,
I didn't hear that.
He was telling her, you know, okay, just, you know, say it. And she was like, no, it's this way. And she repeated her story like twice.
Oh, she's a little batshit.
Yeah, she is. No, she's...
Point taken,
she started... she was... Now,
yes.
The other guy called her a bitch during the accident. She states that. Mm-hmm. He goes, you hit me, you crazy bitch, or something. It's like, on the nose. It's like, hi, neighbor. Hi, crazy bitch.
But you know what? That's one of those hot-button words.
Yes.
That's one of those hot-button words that could set certain women off.
And she is actually probably sensitive to that because she is taking medication for mental illness.
And she is a bitch.
And she... I don't know if she is or not, but
clinically speaking, she's a bitch.
Clinically speaking.
Sure, why not? We're all dropping degrees here, fucking.
I was a guy like me. You know what? You just see, like, you just pan to a guy in a lab coat with a chart. She's a bitch. Thank you. Thank you, clinical guy.
But now, I have to say, as a crazy bitch, I have to say that if somebody was filming me when I was in that state of upsetment, and
I believe we have. We used to do video for this show.
I know, but but if somebody was filming me without my consent, as I'm like losing my shit and giggling at me, I would be escalating.
I could see you getting that crazy.
Oh, I totally could. I could go off like this too.
But so, yeah. If you're crazy, there was a video.
You're crazy, that's a question.
Well, there was one guy
being a gentleman.
I know. Look at him and being all nice.
But
no, I admit
sometimes when you're on camera, there was one guy that went up to a cop, mm-hmm. an undercover cop, mm-hmm. and was treating the cop like a cop. Telling him that, you know, he really can't be in an undercover patrol car. It's against the law. Did you realize that? And he turned the tails on the cop.
Wow.
And, you know, well, can I see your license, please? And you want to see what and the cop.
I didn't see the video, but I know what
you're
talking
about. But here's the deal. That cop knew that this guy, you know, maybe the guy was in his legal rights. But the cop knew, you know what? I'll go along with it because this is probably going to be on YouTube. And they'll just laugh at me at the precinct and, you know, everything will be fun. You have to know that, you know, if you're being filmed about something, you got to be cool about things,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or you expect the cop to stop the filming.
He definitely should
The
have
cop
done.
Should have stopped
all
the
right,
filming.
Let's rate this lady.
Okay, so now here are tonight's categories. There are five categories. And right.
Is five the craziest?
No, the first one, they're not necessarily ranked in order. Five would be the craziest.
Five is crazy.
Five would be the craziest.
All right.
So we have category number one, misunderstood.
Okay.
Category number two, understandably upset. Category number three.
Didn't we give these like celebrity names or something like that?
We did, but I didn't find that, so we're doing this tonight.
I forgot to do that part of the bit.
I did forget to do that part of the bit, and I look for it, and I'm like, damn it.
Do you see me now? I'm understandably upset.
But I like Gavin, but you know, I love Pip Stamps. I understand that, but this is the fucking way we're going.
I understand that, sir, but how would
good
you
girl,
like, what would you
girl,
like to do?
Good girl,
have
five crazy
good
bitches
girl,
after you realize
girl.
You messed up? Sitting here to listen to stupid scammer clips with me before this show.
No, I already made this editorial decision. No.
Yes. No. The bitch funny with crazy bitches name.
Bitches are crazy. Men have died. No.
Yes.
Number one.
Go, girl. Go. 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 Don't take shit.
Are you having a convulsion?
Don't take shit in the bus.
Look at Joe stroking out.
Okay, so Davin is number two, understandably upset.
Funny.
Number three, couple of screws loose. Number four, completely batshit. Number five, terrifying mega bitch. So what do you think, chat room?
I like it better with names. That's what I think.
Well, we'll
like
do that
like,
next
time. I like it this. I like it this.
Don't try to help her.
I'm not trying. I do like it this way.
Okay, so
what was number one?
Misunderstood.
Again?
Number two, understandably upset. That's you. Number three, couple of screws loose. That's Joe. Number four, completely batshit. Number five, terrifying mega bitch.
I'm going to say understandably upset.
Understandably upset. Okay, you are number two.
No, because I feel like this could have gone a lot differently if the cop used his training, and maybe we don't have her acting out in this way. She's obviously high strung.
Yes.
And she's upset by it. But I've been in car accidents and everything, and you are upset. Yes. You are frazzled and everything. I give her understandably upset.
Okay, so that I mean that's good. Joe,
couple of screws loose. Number three.
Number three. Okay. Couple of screws loose. I would go with number three, couple of screws loose. I think she's understandably upset, but she's crossed over into, she's already kind of crazy. So
you've got to know in a situation where, in an accident where you have to keep your cool. And if things start to escalate, you still have to know, even if the cop is not there. Now, I did say before that you do feel a feeling that, where am I in this if the cop is not trying to
But here's the thing, but yes. People are wired differently. This is obviously a woman who's had some issues. I don't know what the issues are.
Yes.
But I don't know that she's crazy. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, given where I'm supposing her background is,
right.
Given that I'm assuming she's normally a high-strung person,
mm-hmm.
and assuming that if the cop would have just done what we all agree a cop should have done,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't have a couple of screws loose in this scenario.
Right.
She would just be understandably upset.
Well, I think when she said, I don't believe in the internet, I think that kind of blew the deal
for her. That is a key point.
That's what pushed it into number three to me.
I did forget about that. There is that.
That pushed her over into tinfoil hat.
That kind of blew the deal.
It did. There was
I don't think that's what she meant by it, though.
It don't make it. I think.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You want to change your note before I tell you what the chat
I mean, if I just take
said?
That quote on its own terms.
Yeah, you got to look at every piece of this.
She started the conversation, I mean, not the very beginning, but she started out saying, I have broken people's arms before to the police officer. Did you miss that joke?
But that could go into, like, visibly upset, but when she starts going on, I don't blame the internet.
That does cross into bad shit land.
Seen, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
I think I got to change.
Yeah. Did you hear the categories again, sir?
No, a couple screws.
No, because it's not.
Yeah. She's not completely nuts, but
that comment pushed it into three. That's the whole thing. Right,
I forgot about that.
Would you like to hear what the chatter said?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
The Den Pen across the board. Let's go with number four, completely batshit.
Really?
Well, everyone.
They're a bunch of uncompassionate pricks in the Den Pen. I mean, really.
Wow.
All right, but fine.
Tommy too. Tommy as well?
Yes.
Jesus
Christ. You want to change just so you can always be like Tom?
I want to be like Tom.
If Tom jumped off a roof, would you jump off?
Yes, you would. Wouldn't you, Joe?
Yes, we would.
If Tom drank hot sauce, would you drink hot sauce? No, we just sit there and film it.
Well, you danced around like a goon, but that was hilarious.
Was this a year ago? That was over. That was about a year ago.
Yeah,
wow, time flies.
Crazy.
Huh? Jesus Christ.
All right. Anyway, so it's between three and four.
Yeah, between three and four.
Very good.
All right, Joe. Good point. Good pointing out that that quote. I forgot about that in my analysis. That is pertinent to our case.
It crossed over.
She is a loon.
I don't
think that's what she meant, but she did say it.
So that was the moment when she placed her tinfoil crown upon her head.
You don't believe in the internet, do you? Don't you? Well, you might want to get a load of YouTube. Yeah. But here's the thing. She obviously believed in YouTube and the internet because she's aware of it.
Right.
She meant, like, I don't believe in putting this stuff
and
out
doing
there.
Doing stuff like that. But yeah, but it came out.
Yeah, she was in full rant.
That was a bad sound bite she had.
Actually, you know what?
Sound bites will sink you.
It might actually
pull the Titanic on her ass.
Yes.
It might be worth me going back and isolating that. I don't believe in the internet.
Don't blame
that
the internet.
Is a great sound clip for future things. Yeah. I'm sure we can use that.
Yeah.
Especially with scamming. I don't believe in the internet. This whole relationship is bullshit. This whole career is bullshit. Not internet.
Really?
That niche we found for ourselves. None of it exists.
None of it exists. It's all fun to pretend.
You're not even listening to us right now because I don't believe in the internet.
Lisa says she's one pencil shy of a box. Maybe two.
Number two. All right. Let's move on. Let's go from crazy to crazy.
All right.
Got a lot more mileage out of that than I planned on. Mm.
Thank you.
Good
thank
bit
you.
By a Pippa.
Very good. Very good.
Good butchering of the English language by Joe.
See, yes, it's
teamwork.
Teamwork. And we swayed Davin. So good team effort by all.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah, good lawyering by Joe. Yep. Good spark of the bit by Joe. Good stuff, Joe. You know what? From now on, come 45 minutes late. You really
you're on your game, son.
I mean, sure, the equipment shits the bed, but...
Yeah,
Joe's here.
And you know what? And you know what? I know you were looking. He had to touch something.
I don't know what happened.
It took one look at you and said, "Fuck it."
It's like Sam said, "Shh, stupid's here. Nobody say a word."
I just sat
surprise!
Down.
Surprise!
Nobody make a noise. Joe's gonna talk.
And I know. When everything is running and on, and I come in late, it's like keep your paws off everything. That's what I tell myself when I come in. So,
all right, from crazy to crazy, 30-year-old Minnesota man is accused of ejaculating in his co-worker's desk and in her coffee.
Oh, God.
The name of the segment is, would you like some cream with that?
Black!
Let me see what I got here.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah, sure.
As I slow down the show.
Stupid.
Sheru says, eek! I think that's all we needed to know.
All right, here we'll put this.
If I can find it.
It.
That's horrible.
Yes, it is Harry Potter.
That was what we were asking fans about the show, but I don't know.
That's
horrible. Well, at least they're concise.
Yes.
Yelp about it. Anyway. So, he faces two counts of criminal sexual conduct that allegedly happened late February. According to a criminal complaint, he's an employee at Best Wingers Hardware Store.
See what you did there.
I didn't do it.
That's what.
So the woman called her coworker was leaving, complained to the police that he was leaving bodily fluids on her desk. She told the officers that she found Lynn that afternoon standing in front of her desk, his back turned to her, and his hands near his crotch.
Maybe.
Joe! I was just thinking.
The worker wasn't sure what Lynn was doing, but she told police he had a deer in headlights look.
Because he was coming.
He saw the Christmas lights.
That was his O face. When he noticed her behind.
Lynn noticed her behind?
Yes.
Yes.
Lynn then quickly left the room and slammed the door behind and said, "Well, I've never." Seconds later.
Good day, sir.
I said good day. You interrupted a good come.
I said,
Lynn came back and told the worker he had a question, but he forgot it.
I think I had an exclamation
where my sperm went.
He then left the area. Serious news.
Serious news. Did you see where my sperm went?
Excuse me.
Excuse
I
me.
Seem to have misplaced
did you
my
see
sperm.
Where? Did you see where my sperm went?
What happened to my workplace?
This is not how Walter Cronkite did the news.
Oh, yes, he did. Welcome to Rob the Road. You find out where somebody shot their load.
Why did I say Walter Cronkite and you went to Richard Nixon?
That's Walter Cronkite. This is Richard Nixon. Let me say this about that, Devin. This is Richard Nixon.
You're Richard Little. I'll move on.
Richard Nixon. This is Walter Cronkite. Well, you get more jowl than Walter Cronkite.
You get the jowl Richard for it.
Well, Dick knows more about sperm than Walter.
This just in, Pip took it too far.
I'll continue with the story. The worker told police she inspected her desk and found fluid on the surface, dripping onto the floor.
No! No!
Guy shoots quite a load.
I know. Jesus!
He was waiting for that.
I know. He was pent up.
He thought either somebody shot a load or Slimer from Ghostbusters.
That's some leak in the ceiling.
Boy, that water, a little salt water, too.
Anyway. What's that viscousy substance?
Slimer.
A lot of it had been absorbed, thankfully, into her hair scrunchie.
What? Ew! 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 Oh my God.
Which
She put in the plastic bag. I'm assuming for evidence.
Let me tell you something. After a couple of days, it's going to be a crunchy scrunchy.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what you need to know. Ladies.
It's a crunchy scrunchy.
Lady, I saw, we heard you.
I know. It's good.
But we got to educate the people.
Yes.
Ladies, if you're going to save your man's sperm,
yes.
Remember Ziploc. You want to keep that fresh.
Creeps, crunchy, scrunchy, this scrunchy. This scrunchy,
scrunchy
is crunchy,
should be crunchy.
When this scrunchy is nice and moist, because this was put in a Ziploc bag. Keep sperm fresh for hours.
Keep it moist.
Moist.
I'll proceed. Yes. This is serious police matter.
Okay, Lieutenant Chief Commander. You've just been promoted.
When at the scene, officers collected her coffee mug, coffee, and scrunchie. The rookie told police that she had problems with Lynn for months. He'd allegedly leave his zipper down often. It happened so much that the worker said she threatened to report Lynn if it happened again.
But after how many times?
And for months.
This has been the 37th time. You put that away.
In his defense, it needs to breathe.
How many times do you have to say XYZ before somebody gets the hint?
Oh, my God.
Lynn agreed to meet with police in New Brighton Public Safety Center, the complaint states. While talking with officers, he admitted to ejaculating on his coworker's desk and coffee on August 26th, which, in his defense, was his birthday.
You know what? Sometimes
happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
You're ruining that song. In his defense, sometimes you got to treat yourself well on your birthday. He then went on to admit that he'd ejaculated in her coffee twice in the last 6 months.
You know what? He had a party. He was the only one that came. Happy birthday.
So he ejaculated in her coffee twice in the last 6 months and her desk four times.
Oh. Well,
but here's the thing. He's polite. Each time, he wiped up the mess with the scrunchie.
No. No.
Hey, the lice needs sustenance.
That scrunchie has been through hell.
It certainly has. It's not a scrunchie, it's an O-ring.
That's the sponge.
He told police he was attracted to his coworker and did this to get her to notice him.
Oh, you know, noticed.
Maybe about what you want to go to lunch.
About that.
Instead, you want some cream in your coffee?
You know? you want a drink instead of you want a drink made?
You want to go to lunch.
You're making this guy sound lechy. We don't even know the man.
You don't say.
You don't even know the man.
And his defense, he did admit it was gross and wrong.
Good boy.
The worker told police that her coffee had tasted strange on numerous occasions.
Oh, God.
More than twice in the last several months.
No, not the this coffee. Not
this
the
coffee,
coffee
tastes a little salty.
This isn't Dunkin' Donuts. It's Dunkin' Nuts.
Tom's excited to learn that I never realized scrunchies were so absorbent.
This is Star Fox.
I learned that information away.
She's putting the frap in the frappuccino.
He put the fap in the
Now, here's the thing. She said initially she thought the taste was spoiled cream. But when police
yes.
informed her that
it
Lynn
sure
admitted,
was. Yes.
When police informed her that to tampering with that he had tampered with the coffee, she said, I knew it! Yes!
I knew it! Glug, 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 glug!
So after the third pot, did you think about saying something?
Did you think about not bringing coffee to work
at all? Now, here was Lynn's response. You wanted to listen to this.
Yes, and I'd have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dogs.
Blasting the kids.
Now, the woman should be flattered because Lynn told the police he never done this to another woman.
He's flattered.
You're the
That's
only
true.
One. You're the only one, baby.
You know
you're
what?
You're the only one.
No. So now.
You've never shot your load into the woman's coffee? No, baby. I just sank my sperm in your sanka.
You know, but here's the problem.
I sank it in the sanka.
Here's the problem with the greeting card industry. They don't have a card to express these type of feelings. He was left to make his own card. A calling card, if you will.
Baby, I'm the cream in your coffee.
You like your coffee, you like it black and bold, but now try it with my hot load. A Hallmark.
It's funny.
Try it with my hot load. Oh, God. Trucker Tom says, it's a spanker.
It's a spanker.
Nice, Tom. Right, very nice.
The girls are just completely grossed out here.
Yeah, because they've had squirrel cream in their coffee, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I always, the first thing I do when I get to work is make a cup of coffee. I'm going to think twice tomorrow.
First thing I used to do when I got to an office job was come in my coworker's desk. Got to mark your territory.
I am not bringing a scrunchie to work. Nope, nope, mm-mm.
All right, so...
if it blows through the office like a tumbleweed.
Sounds like you swallowed a load, Joe. You all right? Drinking some coffee, were you, pal?
Post-nasal drip.
Yeah. All right, well, this guy might be the guy for you. He's used to dripping on things. I think this guy's mentally unwell. Do we agree with this?
Absolutely.
Now, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Expect me to say?
Number one, misunderstood.
I don't think he's misunderstood.
Number two, understandably upset.
Well, he got his frustrations out.
Relax. I am.
Number three, couple of screws loose.
No, more than that.
Number four, completely baffled.
Ding, ding, fucking ding.
What's number five?
Well, in the other one, it's terrifying mega bitch, but in this one, it would be like complete nut job.
Yeah. No, number four.
Number four. Completely batshit.
Numero
four. Oh, God. Lisa says, go with herbal tea, Pip. Thank you. That's the call.
But you never know in some places it might be herbal pee.
So here's the thing.
Tom says number five, even if it was mega bitch.
Here's the thing. His motivation was he really liked this girl.
Yeah.
Flowers would have worked.
Maybe, but everybody delivers flowers. Not everybody delivers a load, Joe. Say it was sperm that cares. Pip.
Yes.
What say you?
Yeah, would you be flattered? Obviously repulsed, but on some level, would you be flattered?
No!
Oh, I think there's flattery here.
No. And no.
You mean if Mr. Helix didn't have the words to express his fondness for you? Because in the beginning, I knew you guys. You guys were awkward around each other.
Yes, we were. And you were there to note that.
But
really, you guys
but imagine
were?
That. Yes. Imagine if I wasn't there. If I wasn't there, Mr. Helix might have had to shoot his load into your coffee. You're welcome. You're welcome that I was there.
Thank God you watched my coffee.
Exactly. And now as it would happen years later, you don't mind, but at the time...
No. I mean, now we're married. It's a completely different game.
Sure. Sometimes you don't have time to get to the deli and get more milk.
However, I would not appreciate him leaving bodily fluids in my food without, like, a little heads up.
It's a Dijonais sauce. It's fine. He'll enjoy it.
Tom says, would you like some chamomile tea?
Oh, look at Tom and all his punny glory. So you would not be, they're not on some level flattered.
No. No, this is a person that hasn't even asked you out, hasn't even told you anything that he likes you or anything, and he's jerking into your coffee on your desk on your scrunchie.
You know what? If a girl fisted herself and then used her fingers to stir my coffee, I'd be flattered on some level.
No.
On some level.
What? You like the STDT? Ew, no.
No, I didn't say I don't like the outcome, but I like the fact
outcome
that the outcome.
Sad.
I didn't even mean that one. But on some level, I'm flattered that they're so shy they don't know how to deal with me that they just,
Hold, stop right there. No. They're so shy, they don't know how to deal with you. So I'll fist myself and twist my fingers in your coffee. That'll break the ice. Are you out of your mind? Have you flipped your wheels?
Well, I don't think
you're crazier than this imaginary broad.
No, she's not imaginary. She's real.
But with your are you nuts?
On some level, you go, wow.
On some level, are you really?
I admire the effort. I'm not a flowers, a box of chocolates type of guy.
Apparently, no. You're a fisting and swirling the fingers in the coffee guy.
No, I'm not that guy either, but I like the fact that somebody is so flummoxed by dealing with me that they will do these things.
Look, I'm not a prude, but I'll just take two sweet and lows, thank you. All right?
We'll get to you, Joe. Don't think it is, because this involves your areas of expertise, too.
He doesn't want somebody to pitch woo. He wants them to pitch ew. That's gross.
I didn't say it's not gross.
Oh, gross. Tom
but
says...
But you said you'd
stop
be...
Stop the table. You're ruining the system.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Tom,
really. Don't touch the...
No, I'm sorry. Tom...
I only went down once.
Tom says the best part of waking up is coming in her cup.
Very good.
Sir Joe's thought about that. We'll get there.
I just... You would be flattered?
On some level. I'm not encouraging it. I am saying, well, can you video that?
No,
but I'm a guy.
But no, but not even as a guy, you'd be like, that's crazy. No. But if the girl
really,
is
with your behaviors and how you wanted to flatter her, we'll get there. Really, really, you're going to call me out when I say hypothetically compared to what you've done in your life. We'll get there. Don't get on that fucking high horse, because that horse is going to break a leg and fall down on a puddle of jizz, mister. So you better just slow your roll.
Yeah, I can just say, hey, who jerked off here? I'm going to slip. I got my, oh my, why are my hooves all sticky?
Tom says, you sweet load.
Tom almost got me to
stab it. I was spit.
Look at Tom. Tom's like, oh, finally my talents are being recognized.
Finally.
Tom is going to come in somebody else's load. He's having so much time.
I know.
All right. So the next question for you, Pipiolis.
Yes.
Would you be able to detect jizz in your coffee?
Wow.
Because you see, clearly you've had it in your mouth at some point. I think
clearly?
You're a married gal. You don't get that way unless you're going to be a team player. You're not a Mormon. You're not a Puritan. You're a goer. We've established that on this show.
You don't even have a chance to defend yourself. You've probably been all for us. You probably took it in the ass. Probably had a ball in your mouth.
Just
probably
an hour ago. I don't think there's a probably about any of this. Have you sucked a dick? I mean, really, you swallowed. You swallowed, didn't you, you filthy whore? You did!
Did she even answer any of these?
No! We know! So the question is, since you love coffee...
That's not what I thought you were going to say! You love coffee!
I'm a professional.
I gotta go back in. Since you love coffee!
She loves coffee. You got snot on your face. You love coffee.
God, I hope that's not.
You love coffee. We'll assume you tolerate jizz. Maybe you love. I don't know. I'm not there. Can you detect?
I'm not there. You better not be there, buddy.
Can you? Would you be able to detect a load in your coffee?
I'm really afraid I wouldn't.
Really?
The coffee could be really bad in some places. I'll
be right back. Where's the Keurig machine? We took two cups of coffee. One had half and half. The other didn't.
Nine out of ten women preferred the one that didn't.
That's creamy.
That's right. It's sperm.
Well, you know, technically, it is non-dairy creamer.
That's funny. She only has one cup at home.
One load or two.
Yeah, right. Would you like sugar? Yes, one lump or two. Would you like cream? One load or two.
Oh, it's freshly squeezed. So you think you are not the jizz connoisseur that this woman is?
No. I think she knew what was going on. Because
she knew. She said it tasted spoiled. All right, let me ask you. Does jizz taste like spoiled cream?
No, but if it was in coffee, you would go, something's wrong with this coffee.
Right, but she said she compared it to spoiled cream. And then she's like, I knew it! Where have I had that in my mouth before? What a weird thing. You know the cops are laughing their balls off when she says that. Did you, sweetie? We're going to need you to stay down at the station a little longer.
Hold on. We have to interrogate you for a while.
So you don't think if you kept on having at this place a couple bad cups of coffee.
Well, let me put it this way.
Because that's what this woman had.
No, I mean, coffee that has sat for a long time and is just like really harsh and gross could just taste
that gas station coffee.
Yeah, that
like
that gas station
like when you're coming home from a gig and you need coffee, you get that gas station coffee.
It's
you
been
know
it's sitting there,
and
on
yeah,
the,
and
on
there's
the burner.
Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing.
But it tastes
get past
burnt,
that
right?
No,
yeah.
Well, it tastes burnt, but it's
coffee,
also
yeah.
There's a sourness to it
that
you would get because it gets sour and acidic, and so there's a little bit of that salty.
Well, see, this is why
acidic.
I defer to you. I don't know. I don't drink that much coffee. I don't swallow that much jizz. This is why, obviously, I had to direct the question to you.
You direct the question to me?
Everybody has
it away.
Listen, everybody has their strengths on this show.
And this is my area of expertise.
Yes! Yes, it is!
Thank God, I've come in handy.
Well.
Yes, you so have my little receptacle.
So to speak.
Here, excuse me while I put this here.
Well, thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie's stepping up and saying, it's like salty milk, LOL.
Thank God the chat's chiming in. Clearly a bunch of cum guzzlers in the chat room tonight.
And they're stepping up and saying, it depends on what he ate the night before.
Really? That has an effect on that?
Oh, totally does.
Really? So well, you're quite the connoisseur, huh?
You know, so, what are you going to the jizz bar?
That's the funny thing. She goes, I couldn't die. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I'm sorry, do you have something in a caramel jizz?
No, she no, doesn't I don't know like what peach jizz. She doesn't know what it would taste like in coffee, week. But she does know what it does when it's in its purest form. It's been
well,
all good.
Right, so on anniversary night, are there certain things...
On anniversary. On anniversary.
Are there certain things that you're trying to push Mr. Helix to eat as opposed to other things so that everybody enjoys the experience?
I can just see them at the dinner. You have a choice of vegetable. Yes, I'll take the asparagus.
No, you won't.
Your arm.
No, you won't.
You're going to have mashed potatoes and like it.
I'm going to have sweet... sweet candy yams.
Yes.
You got sweet candy
he's
yams.
He's getting the fruit plate.
But that's, yeah. But it's not Thanksgiving. I don't give a shit what it is. You're having the candy yams.
Just imagine on Thanksgiving you swallow a load, it puts you to sleep.
Yeah, right. Right? Just want to watch football and fall asleep.
I didn't even have turkey. I just blew a guy and I'm so tired.
He ate the turkey.
It's nice,
I ate him.
That's great.
That would not work.
Well, we'll find out.
See, tell us next week.
All right, Joe. You're up.
I beg your pardon.
Is that my homework?
Joe, best place to leave your load. I got three choices here. I want you to answer as you're the expert. Somebody's scrunchy, their coffee, or their thigh. Where? What's the best place, Joe, for given those three scenarios, for you to leave your load?
It would be their thigh.
Why the thigh, Joe?
Because I'm a busy man and I had to go run a fence company.
But he was at work. He was already at work doing it. He's busier than you. He's coming at the job.
No, I couldn't. No, because a thigh is a more personable place. This is at the office. I couldn't just go in and blast a load and a cup of coffee.
But if you could, God. If she had her own office.
No!
And I feel like I can put my coffee next to you again.
See, here's why I think the coffee's the best place.
Joe, save me. I drink coffee while I'm here.
No, I'm not.
Enjoy.
Jesus.
Why do you think you're always up? I am. Anyway. Anyway, but here's the thing. In the scrunchie,
yeah.
You're going to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of sticky in its ear. It's gross. It's like gum. You can't get it out, I assume.
No.
On your thigh, she didn't think she slept with marshmallow fluff in between her legs. She's got a good idea. In the coffee, there's a chance she never knows. She's no worse for the wear. She just thinks it's a bad cup of coffee. Dropping your load in the coffee, given those three choices, is the most considerate place to do it.
Considerate?
Yes.
No.
Given those three choices.
Nope, it's not.
All right, Pip, where would you like the load dropped?
No.
I think in the coffee.
It's crunchy. I can throw that shit away.
But you've already touched it.
I know. But I'm probably going to come in contact with this in one way or another in this scenario. I would rather it be on my hand where I can go and, like put it in boiling water.
Well, I look at it this way. If you do it in the coffee, it shows there's no respect for you. I know you want a break, and I left a surprise. You might not like the surprise. In the scrunchie, let's say you go put it on your hair. That's a problem. Plus, it's uncomfortable to blast a load in a scrunchie. On the thigh.
I think you got to, like, kind of aim. You kind of work on
it. On the thigh, it's like saying, well, we were in that kind of way. I had to leave. It's near the vicinity of where it was supposed to go. Have a nice day.
So in the thigh scenario, it's only out of pure consideration and time constraints that you didn't Cosby her.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes him a very considerate human being in this scenario.
I'm surprised Joe's not up for sainthood. It really.
Look at that gleam.
All right.
Ting.
What's the craziest thing you guys ever did to get somebody's attention? Because that's really what this is about.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
I don't think I've ever done anything crazy. Like to get my wife's attention, this is how uncrazy I am.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the dance club and everything, New Year's Eve, and I kind of did like a couple wacky dance moves right at her. Like I did the...
He's doing the fingers like a Batusi.
Yeah, and like the thumb like across. Like completely dorky... dances. That's probably the craziest thing I ever did to get a girl's attention because I was so shy that I didn't usually try to get a girl's attention, that I waited till I knew they liked me.
Right.
Because there wasn't as much risk. So, yeah. And I didn't think that the crazy dance moves, you know, she just looked miserable, so I figured, fuck it, I'll cheer her up. I had no
and those crazy dance moves with the magic bullet, that did it.
Here we are.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that
so
worked.
So what's the craziest thing?
I'm trying to think. I mean, maybe given a little bit more time, I think of something, like, odd that I could think. I mean, I think that... because I'm not really forward or, you know, well, not anymore because I have Mr. Helix. But, I mean, back in the day, I wasn't really very forward with, like, hi, I like you or anything. So I would kind of just make conversation. But then I didn't always catch that maybe they weren't interested in that way. And so they'd be being friendly. And I would, like there was this one guy in college that I used to walk him to his car. And I didn't realize that this poor guy
what
was,
were you guys
like,
going steady?
No. It was,
You would never walk somebody to the car?
Yeah, but I'm not a chick walking a guy to a car.
Yeah.
Of course I did, because I'm a man. And that's what we do, so we have more time with them. And so you look like a gentleman. She looks like a friggin' stalker.
I did. And he was too
There's
nice
role,
to tell
mister.
Me he's not interested. No. And he was trying
Why
to...
Why don't you come on a leg until you can have an adult conversation?
Poor Joe's trying to save me, and I'm like, no.
No, I'm a stalker. No, I'm just like about...
Yeah.
Hey, holy shit.
No, I totally looked like a stalker. And I felt like such a schmuck when it occurred to me that he was not interested in that way. Mm. And that he was just being nice and being like, well, okay, I'll see you next week in class. Like,
that's not really that crazy. It's just...
It was desperate and
It was desperate.
Misery.
It wasn't crazy, though. Joe, I'm sure you've done something crazy.
I've been embarrassed.
Well, you should.
But crazy? Just trying to make girls laugh. Trying to get their attention.
Well, that's why you became a comic, so, yeah, that's
fine. Yeah.
But like I said, I'm a very, very shy person around women. I really am. If I like a girl a lot, you know, I will go out of my way, but I'll try to use my humor or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Buy a watch. Something.
Yeah, but...
Here's a peace offering. I'd like to give you this watch so in the future I may blow a load on your thigh.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you, that was brought up in a fight last week, but we'll digress.
All right, we'll talk about that during the break.
Yes, we have gossip for ourselves.
Has anybody done anything crazy to get your attention? I can't think of anybody doing anything crazy to get mine.
Oh, yeah. I had, like, a crazy almost stalker guy.
But that's not crazy.
No.
They have to do a crazy activity. Like, I've had chicks that are really into
me. Oh, no. He followed me to college. Like, went to the same school I went to.
Well, maybe you both got accepted to Bergen Community.
No, that's not where I went. And he followed me there.
Look at Suffolk. No.
Suffolk Community for all your island people who are Nassau Community.
Use your own shitty local community school and just assume that's where
you'll
Pip
go with
went.
Bergen, I'll go with Suffolk.
I assume that's
we're
where
implying Pip's not very good at the academics.
Hey, now. I was magna cum laude. I was. But anyway, Trucker Tom says... Pip, desperate, is dropping your panties and screaming, stick it in! I guess I wasn't that quite desperate.
He's got a point.
Yeah. I don't call that desperate. I call that forward.
That used to be part of my act. I thought that was really creepy that he followed me to the same school. And then he used to, like, if I was walking across campus, he would sneak up on me and jump out of nowhere and put his arm around me and whoever I was with.
That's fucking creepy. That's fucking creepy.
That's bad.
He would jump out and he would put his arm around me, and he used to have a voice like this. He was a skinny little gimpy guy and had a voice like this. And he used to put his arm around me and introduce himself to people as my fiancé.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that didn't work either. That was not warming the cockles of my heart.
So did you have to tell him to, like, calm down?
Oh, yeah, like, I would smack him.
And what would you tell him? Get out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah. I was like, no, he's not.
Scram you.
No, he's not. Like, what, Scarlet O'Hara? I do declare, no, he's not.
No, he is
he
not.
He comes jumping out of the bushes saying he's my
That
fiance.
Is not my
that
bow.
Simply not the truth.
No.
Anybody in the chat have anything interesting, or should we take our break?
Fuck it.
Not waiting for you to read and for them to pony up. I got a show to do. We'll be back in a few minutes with Lizzie Smith. We'll be back in a few. You're listening to Davin's Dead.